And joining us is Mike Steenhook, who is Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition based in Iowa. Mike, thanks for joining us.
It's always good to be with you, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Well, Mike, you and your group work tirelessly, as we have told a lot of people, to get the soybeans out of the field into the marketplace. And there seems to be a lot of challenges, but are we finally maybe making some headway?
Well, yeah, the need is quite exorbitant, but, you know, we are still, you know, making some progress. And, you know, a lot of times you have to measure these things in base hits. You know, you usually don't win the game by a home run. You usually win them by a bunch of base hits. And we have had some base hits as of late when you look at, you know, certainly some of the work that's been done on the inland waterway system, including the Illinois River. You know, we've seen some additional resources overall for locks and dams. You know, clearly the most important export region for soybeans and corn is the lower Mississippi River, and we're continuing to see progress on deepening that segment of the river to make the economics of our exports even more favorable. So clearly these are issues that are very important to our industry, and we're happy to see, you know, some momentum, but obviously a lot of work remains to be done.
You recently had a meeting where folks on your board, a lot of farmer leaders and other industry folks serve on it, and kind of what released or commissioned a study or have a study out on kind of looking at the Missouri River, and maybe that's some untapped potential, or it's kind of like all things old or new again. And talk about the possibilities and what you've seen as a success on the Missouri.
Well, one of the cardinal rules when it comes to supply chains is don't put all of your eggs in one basket. The more diversity you can have, whether it's barge transportation, rail transportation, trucking, you want to have as many options as possible. And one of the arguments that we make as an organization is that we think the Missouri River is an underutilized asset. We would never argue that the Missouri River will rival the Mississippi or the Ohio Rivers or others in terms of volume of freight handled. There are some challenges related to the Missouri River, but we do think it's an underutilized asset. So as a result, we've commissioned some research to really do a deep dive into that and really examine what is the performance of the Missouri River. Is it as bad as a lot of people think it is? And, you know, one of the arguments that we make is that the reputation of the Missouri River is worse than its actual potential. And so this is going to be a message that we're going to be disseminating throughout the summer, well into the fall, to really encourage people to look at the Missouri River with a fresh perspective. And we're happy to see that has already occurred. We're seeing additional freight being moved on the Missouri River at places like Kansas City, St. Joseph, Missouri, even further north. A new barge loading facility was recently completed and is operational in Blencoe, Iowa, which is between Omaha Council Bluffs and Sioux City, Iowa, the furthest north barge loading and unloading facility on the Missouri River. So people are starting to think about the Missouri River in a new way. We certainly want to encourage that.
Mike Steenhook, who's Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, is joining us. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more in just a moment.